We're in the middle of cricket season, but for some farmers, the interest is less in the game and more in the bats. As more people across the world take up cricket, the demand for bats and the willow to make them is increasing. Bat willows are grown all over the country, and one supplier's told us the value of the timber has tripled since 2010. Marie Lennon has been to Oxfordshire to meet Josh Thornton from English Willow, who supply trees to farmers and landowners.
We're on our nursery bed slash plantation near our yard in Oxfordshire.
You're saying no wellies, Josh.
Well, it's been recently cut.
We should be all right.
If we need to turn back, we can.
This is floodplain, isn't it?
Correct, yeah. This is the Cherwell Valley floodplain. Wide expanse of flat ground. It's a terrific environment for growing bat willow, really.
They need the damp conditions. In fact, I spoke to a farmer who said that he was considering bat willow because he's got a patch of his land which now consistently floods every winter. And so for farmers like that or landowners like that, it could be a good option.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So if you've got some low-lying wetland that you can't drill for crops, you can't graze, livestock just churn it up, great way of utilising that land is to plant bat willow on it. It'll soak up the water, it'll stabilise riverbanks, it'll help with flood mitigation. An underutilised bit of land that's not earning you any money suddenly becomes very, very profitable.
So, yeah, lovely statuesque trees that just pop out of the landscape. What are we looking at here?
So we're looking at a mix of things here. At the background, we've got trees that will be used for planting this winter. So we're going to cut these off, take the top part, plant it on someone's land, and then we'll use the bit that remains in the ground to grow new stock. Each tree we work to an average of about 35 bats. So 35 times, I don't know, let's call it 15,000. I don't know what that is, but that's how many bats.
Quite a lot of cricket bats.
It's a lot, but there's a lot of demand for them. The demand for cricket, the expansion in the industry has come from abroad. The IPL leagues, the nighttime matches, the pyrotechnics that are all designed to attract younger audiences. It's being played in America. America are doing really well with cricket now. It's in the Olympics. And the end beneficiary is English landowners, really, which is quite an interesting thing to think about.
There are obviously risks, and you can't control absolutely everything with the growing of a tree. But the reward has been growing significantly. I mean, yeah. For one fully grown tree that's reached the end of its 15-year cycle, how much has that changed in the last few years?
So an example I have is the Parks Trust, who look after Milton Keynes's various plantations. They sold a batch of around 130 or so bat willows back in 2010, and they got something like £300 or £400 a tree. More recently, those trees could be worth 900 plus each.
So we're back at base. What happens here?
So the trees that are cut down on site and left at the roadside for collection are brought here by our hauliers. They'll then take them over to where the guys are currently, and we call it ringing up. Mm-hmm. So they'll cut these trees into 28-inch sections, and that is the length of a cleft. And then they'll split those into sections for milling.
Into the office, and now we can see for the first time some cricket bats.
Cricket bats, so the block we just were talking about there, that then has the bat put on, and then that's what we dry and sell. It takes about 6 weeks in the kiln to get it down to a low moisture. As an industry, not a lot has changed over the decades. They are starting to now, but there's little modern twists that we can put on the industry, such as not burning the tree waste and chipping it instead, trying to manufacture other products out of the tree waste, which is things we're looking into. We put fertiliser products in the holes when we plant the trees. That's not really been done very widespread, and we've had some fantastic results. Just little things here and there to bring a brilliant old British industry into the 21st century.
It's now an okay time to admit that I know nothing about cricket.
I mean, smoke and mirrors, I don't know that much either, to be honest. Even my cricket knowledge could use a bit of education, I think.